In this bulletin, Australian politicians will no longer be exempt from rules against sexual harassment at work. Australia's Federal Health Minister says restrictions on the AstraZeneca vaccine will be adopted if recommended by the country's medical experts. And in sport, an upset at the Newcastle Cup World Surf League event after an Australian rookie surfer with a broken foot beats an American champion. With the latest world news, I'm Biwa Kwan. Judges and politicians will be subject to the same sexual harassment laws as the wider population, under new laws to be introduced to Parliament later this year. The federal government has responded to the Respect at Work report released by the Sex Discrimination Commissioner last January, accepting all 55 recommendations in part, in principle, or in full. Under the reform, sexual harassment will constitute a valid grounds for dismissal, and the time frame for complainants to come forward will be extended from 6 months to 2 years. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the changes are about changing the culture of Australian workplaces.
It's about creating a culture of respectful behaviour in Australian workplaces. That is what we are seeking to achieve, to stop sexual harassment in those workplaces so Australians can be safe at work. Our response is based on our government's core values: respect, dignity, choice, equality of opportunity, and ensuring justice.
The opposition has criticised the time taken for the government to act on the report and says it's looking closely at the government's response. The Queensland Premier has confirmed she's aware of two complaints of sexual misconduct and bullying involving ministerial officers. But Anastasia Palaszczuk says she's unable to provide any details about the complaints because they are under investigation by the Department of Premier and Cabinet.
I can't go into who they were, but I can say that neither were in relation to sexual assault, and both have been looked at independently by the department.
Ms. Palaszczuk also announced she will appoint an equity officer to investigate complaints of bullying and sexual misconduct in the public service. It follows media reports that public servants made 140 complaints of inappropriate sexual conduct last financial year. Australia's health minister says the government will follow the medical advice of experts in deciding whether to adjust the rollout of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine. National medical regulators are urgently reviewing findings from the European Medicines Agency about a potential link between AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine and rare blood clotting issues. It found most of the blood clotting cases occurred in women under 60 within 2 weeks of vaccination, but based on current available evidence, was not able to identify specific risk factors. Health Minister Greg Hunt says he has every confidence in Australia's regulatory processes, and he will continue to follow their recommendations.
Our approach here is to give the regulators and the medical advisers the confidence to make their own judgments freely, not to second guess, but to be able to say, this is what we think is the right medical advice. We want you to give your advice fearlessly and frankly. And if they provide age restrictions or other variations, we'll do it. We'll adopt it.
Australian Uyghurs are calling for the Chinese ambassador to meet them to help make contact with loved ones missing in Xinjiang. Several Uyghur associations issued the joint request after the ambassador gave a presentation to Australian media in which he denied human rights abuses in the western region of China. Ambassador Chong Jingye says it's fake news made up by anti-China forces. Australia has condemned restrictions on the freedom of religion, mass detention, forced labour and sterilisation in Xinjiang, but stopped short of imposing sanctions. And in sport, a local rookie has caused a major upset at a World Surf League event in New South Wales. Morgan Sibley beat world number one John Florence at his home beach in Newcastle, despite having a broken foot. The 21-year-old scored the impressive result while surfing with a fractured metatarsal bone in his foot, which he initially feared would rule him out of the event. He will go on to face fellow Australian Wade Carmichael for a spot in the quarterfinals. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, partly cloudy 27. Adelaide, partly cloudy 24. Melbourne, showers or two clearing, 17. Hobart, a shower or two, 16. Canberra, partly cloudy, 23. Wollongong, a possible late shower, 28. Sydney, mostly sunny, 30. Much the same in Newcastle, also 30. Brisbane, sunny, 31. Cairns, a possible afternoon shower, 32. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm, 33. This is SBS News.